Oh, good. You're home. I was hoping you would be. No, it's okay. I'm okay. What the fuck, man? I'm not dressed up as a detective. Not all people who wear trench coats are detectives. Besides, Halloween is like a month away. I swear. You're so weird sometimes. No, I'm fine wearing this trench coat for a while, thank you. I'm actually kind of cold underneath, but that's not important right now. Yeah, why am I here? I kind of need your help. Well, it's like this. My great uncle just died and oh, don't worry about it. I'm not upset. We were never that close, and even that fell apart once I came out to my family. He was a bit old-fashioned, although if you ask me, it's kind of strange that he never got married himself and had any kids. But then again, I also can't imagine too many women wanting to put up with his personality, even with all the money he had. Do you have, like, coffee? I kind of want some. Yeah. Thanks. So, as I was saying, oh, thank you. My great uncle is kind of rich. Maybe it was because he never had to focus on a family. He spent all of his time with his company, making tons of money. No, it was in drugs. The fuck, man? What are you talking about? You watch too much Breaking Bad. This is serious shit. Anyway, as I was saying before you rudely interrupted my story with that lame-ass joke, he never really seemed to spend any of that money. He had tons of relatives, like brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, and then my generation as well, but he never spent a dime on them. Nothing. Yeah, we always expected he'd find a way to take his money with him when he died. At the very least, I expected that I would have been expressly written out of his will. You know, for having the audacity to be a lesbian. I guess he thought he was writing me out with his last revision, but maybe the joke will be on him. You see, as I mentioned before, he didn't have any kids of his own, or a wife, or anything. I guess he did want to keep the money in the family, though, but it came with a condition. All of the money goes to the parent of the first new baby born to the adult descendants of his brothers and sisters. It has to be naturally conceived, and whether it is a boy or a girl, it has to be named after him. Which isn't too bad, since he didn't have a bad name, and there are all kinds of variations of it for both boys and girls. The previous generation is too old to have more kids. Although I suspect most of them will try for that amount of money. Where am I going with this? I swear I have a point, which I will get to if you stop interrupting me. Okay, so I'm pretty certain there's an awful lot of family in my parents' generation that are just going to try to conceive a child now. Yep, including my parents. Oh, God. Thank you very much for putting that thought in my head. Oh. Yeah, but they're all in their 40s, and conceiving a baby at that age can be a lot of work. Okay, so my generation is all too young. He specifically said that it had to be an adult descendant, which leaves out everyone in my generation. Well, except for me. I am the oldest in my generation, and I am an adult. Sure, I'm a lesbian, but we are talking about a lot of money here. Oh, God, so much money. So, this is what I came here for. Do you want to make $1 million with me? And crickets. Dude, I was like trying to suggest that we have sex. No, come on, hear me out. Oh, calm the fuck down, dude. Listen. Listen. Come on. I know it's gross. We're like bros, you know. And I'm seriously, seriously grossed out by the thought of it too. Dude, we're talking $1 million, in case you didn't hear me. Stop looking at me like I'm a freaking psycho. I am dead serious. And yeah, to be honest, this is my fourth cup of coffee this morning, which is probably why I'm so agitated. But oh my god, a freaking $1 million just for fucking your lesbian friend. I mean, dude, that's like jack fucking pot for you. Okay, now we're talking business. So, it wouldn't be $1 million up front. It's only if I have the first baby. So it's more than just sleeping with me. You need to screw me lots of times with the goal of getting me preggers. If I get knocked up and pop out the first baby, then I get his fortune. Then you get $1 million as soon as the money hits my bank account. I mean, I could just pick any guy, I guess. I wouldn't need to pay them either. I'll have you know that I have enough guys interested in me already without bringing money into the mix, but you're the only guy I can really tolerate the idea of sex with. And we're friends. I know you can use the money, and $1 million will just be a drop in the bucket for me after I get the inheritance. Also, there's something else. I've seen your own kids, like your own nieces and nephews, or just children in general. You're good with the little rugrats. Not like me. I'm hoping I'll suddenly get maternal after I get pregnant, but I know you. You wouldn't want to be an absentee father. You would want to be part of your kid's life, even if I didn't get the money. Actually got teary-eyed a bit there. You're such a great guy. Yeah, I do deserve an acting award. Fuck you, man. You ruined the moment. So, while I'm taking a risk here by actually getting pregnant, and not knowing if someone might beat me to it. You're my backup plan. You would help me raise our child, even if we had to do it in abject poverty. Yeah, that's not really a comforting thought, is it? Real talk, though. You like me as a friend, don't you? And as a girl, too. If both of us are honest. I mean, I've seen you looking at me, even if you've been nice enough not to be obvious about it. You'd have sex with me even without me offering you a cut of the inheritance or just to help me become rich. But you would potentially get $1 million out of it. You would potentially get to become a father, and you would definitely get to screw me. Possibly dozens and dozens of times. The lawyers actually contacted me about this just this morning. They said I was first on the list. Maybe it was my great uncle rubbing the fact that I was a lesbian in my face from behind a grave, but it does give me an advantage. So, I have this calendar here. I did the math before I came over, and I am just entering my fertile phase, so that's something else working in my favor. Yeah, dude, I was up all night thinking about this shit. How I have to accept the thing that I have to do to get my hands on the money, and obviously working out the guts to ask you what I would do if you said yes. What the fuck I'm gonna do if you refused, which honestly I didn't really consider that much to be a possibility. How I'm going to tell my fucking parents that, hey, you're gonna be grandparents. And how I would deal with my nosy relatives who would probably hate me so much more. So yeah. The only question left is, are you willing to work in my favor? I know this is a lot to throw at you, but I need a decision fast. Otherwise, I need to come up with a plan B, which I will be less than happy with because it will most likely involve someone I don't at least like as a friend. Or maybe plan B would be just to give up and not try at all. You offered to hang up this trench coat for me when I first came in, but let me take it off now. What am I doing? Well, maybe this is plan B right now, if you didn't immediately say yes. It's letting you see that underneath that trench coat, I'm not wearing anything other than these cute little boots. You have to imagine that even if you weren't already planning to accept my offer based solely on my asking, you're thinking about it now. $1 million sounds real nice, doesn't it? But this body looks even nicer. You can have it, and $1 million too. You can even have a blowjob to sweeten the deal. Yes, I am a scheming, devious little bitch who is now kneeling in front of you. You never thought you'd see me in this position, did you? Or see and feel my hands fumbling at your belt and working at your zipper? Maybe there was a part of you that thought it was too good to be true, or part of some game on my part. But as I pull down your pants and your underwear, come on, lift your butt. You're starting to realize this is awfully far to go for a joke. Especially if I put my hand around your cock and stroke it gently. I hope I'm doing it right. There doesn't seem to be too many options in how to do it. Not like when I'm with a girl. A woman's body is far more complex, but I'm much more at ease when I'm touching a pussy than I am stroking a cock. Especially knowing that I will be sucking on it shortly. But here goes. This is my first blowjob, so take that into account when you grade me. Again, the idea seems straightforward enough. I just open my mouth and I'm this is part of why I'm a lesbian. I don't like putting things into me. Whether it be my mouth or some other body parts. Food is different. You know I love my food. But sucking a cock isn't the same. You put food in your mouth and it turns softer. The more you work it. With a cock. Your cock just gets harder. Oh, shut up. You like this. My talkative blowjob. I can feel it getting harder. I guess it means I must not be too bad, then. I guess it also means that you'd like to have sex with me. You wouldn't have let me go through that entire conversation if you didn't. You wouldn't have let me take off that trench coat. You definitely wouldn't have let me suck your cock like this. But sucking your cock won't get me pregnant and won't make me rich beyond my wildest dreams. Only having sex with you will. At least, if we're both lucky. Let's move to your bedroom. Honestly, we could do this anywhere here. Maybe over the next few days, while I'm at my most fertile, we will end up doing it everywhere. But for my first time, I think I want a bed. I know the way, of course. Maybe it will help if I lead you there. Hold your hand like this. Except this time, we aren't going there to study or to play video games. We're going to have sex. Wow. You even made your bed. Such a shame that we have to mess it up now. You almost never make your bed. But on the other hand, you never get to fuck me before, so this must be a special occasion, huh? I'll just lie on top of the blankets for you. Oh, if we get that messed up with any fluids, it's not that of a big deal. If I get the money, I'll buy you a new one. I'll buy you 100 new ones. Are you just standing there checking out my naked bod sprawled out on your bed because you don't want to do this? I'm hoping I'm not wrong about you. I'd kind of like to think that you're just a little overwhelmed with what you're seeing, but I'd also like to think you're going to get on top of me soon. We're wasting valuable fertility time. Shut up. You're even a bigger dork than me. Oh, thank you. God, I never thought I'd thank a guy for getting on top of my naked body. Let alone not be fighting him tooth and nail over it. I'm not the submissive type with women, but I don't really know what to do with a boy. Especially you. But I can part my legs and open my arms and promise to make this as good for you as I can. Now, let's try to make a baby and a whole lot of money. Oh. Don't worry about foreplay. I'm okay with skipping ahead to the sex. Maybe some foreplay would make it easier to get it into me, but I don't think it will improve my fertility. So, just get it inside of me. Okay, there. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh, that's it. Oh yeah, I can feel it. It's pushing into me. Yes, I'm squirming a little. I told you. I'm not good with things being put into me, but yeah. Keep doing it. Oh, I didn't expect it to be much fun, but we aren't doing it for that reason, are we? Maybe you are, in addition to other reasons, so just do what's fun for you. I'll be okay. Yes, that's it. Deeper. Deeper. Ignore the face I'm making. Go deeper. Oh, shit. Is deep in my pussy. Oh God, I can't believe we're doing this. I can't say that I'm necessarily a fan at the moment either. But you seem to me, judging by the look on your face. No, it's okay. At least one of us should enjoy that. I think it would be worse if you didn't. I'd feel guilty or something. Oh God. Now, what do you say? Oh, I feel so full. Oh, move that big throbbing cock of yours around a bit, and I try to get used to it a little. Maybe I can even help you a little. Oh, oh shit. Oh, you move so gently. It's kind of sweet, really. You don't want to hurt me. Oh, you even want to make me feel good. Well, you're not really hurting me. Oh, I don't know if this will ever feel good for me, but we'll see. Oh, oh, you're making me wetter, though. Yeah, that feels better. Are you holding back? I can tell. You wanna fuck me harder, but you're trying to go easy on me. It's okay though. I'll tell you. I'll tell you if it's too much. Come on. Fuck me harder. I know you want to. See? I can handle that. I can handle your entire cock easily now. Yeah. It's still weird to have a man on top of me and a cock inside of me. Oh, but it helps that you're the man on top of me and it's your cock inside of me. It also helps knowing that it will be your baby inside of me. Oh my. Oh shit. You won't tell anyone if I start to enjoy this, will you? I do have, oh shit, a reputation as a lesbian to uphold. Oh, fuck yeah, getting pregnant won't help with that. But if I get that inheritance, I won't care what people think. Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm except maybe for you. Oh, God, am I making you feel good? Does it feel good? Oh, yeah. Do you like fucking your little lesbian friend? Ah, are you maybe falling a little deeper for me than you thought? Oh God, it's okay if you do. It will help you stick around after we have our baby, whether we get that money or not. I'd still let you have sex with me sometimes, although, oh shit, I still want girls too. Oh, maybe we can have threesomes. Oh shit, yeah. Oh fuck, yeah, you like that, don't you? Oh shit. Oh, I'll always be a lesbian. Even if I'm liking getting fucked by you more and more. But it's for the baby's sake. Even if I'm having this baby and to win the inheritance, I still want it to be conceived in happiness. Maybe a little love. Oh God. Oh fuck. Now give me all of your cum. Oh yeah. Oh shit. Yes, I'm close. Oh, feel my pussy, Willa. That's something else that I never thought I would see. But I want you to do it if it helps. I think I'm going to come with you. I heard that it helps move the sperm deeper inside of me, so maybe I should come extra harder. Oh fuck, wait. Oh, fuck, kiss me. Oh shit, yeah, kiss me before you come. Oh, I want to do it. I'll get mad, but you can't help yourself. Kiss me, goddammit. God, I should slap you for kissing me. That's too intimate, especially when we're fucking, especially when I'm about to come. Oh my God. Oh yes. Fuck yes. Oh shit. Oh. Oh. Oh fuck. Yeah. Oh fuck. Awesome if I'm pregnant already. No, I know how it works, I'm just saying. Can you imagine though? I'd have more money than I'd know what to do with. I'd never have to worry about a job again or anything. And I'd have a baby. Someone to share my life with. Hopefully, to spoil with all the money I have, but if I don't get the inheritance, I'll still do the best I can. Or rather, you. I know you. You'll be there unless I force you away. But I need you. Our child will need you. Expect. Lots of sex in the coming days, in the coming weeks, even months. We have to keep trying until we know we're pregnant or that someone else in my family is. I could probably be convinced to do this again. But only for you. There's one other thing. My great uncle, yeah, his will says that the child can be illegitimate. So if I get pregnant, we would need to get married. Yeah, in order to get the money. We could divorce later, but until then, we'd have to live the part of a married couple, having sex whenever he wanted. Maybe even once or twice when I wanted. And even if we ended up giving our child a little brother or sister, then that's okay, isn't it? But I'm getting too far ahead of myself right now. Somehow, after all, you're still kind of hard. I bet I could coax more hardness out of you and more potentially baby making cum. Who knows? Maybe you can coax some things out of me too? Other than orgasms, that is. I, for one, wouldn't complain too much if you tried to force some kisses upon me again. But don't get the wrong idea, I'm still a lesbian. But I'm your lesbian. So, I want to go for round two.